Florida State football right now. Ooh.
I didn't need Flynn to say that. We all know.
The Shanahan thing's so funny. I love you to death. You know I do. I love you to death. You're like, thank you. Thank you. Yes. I can't tell you how many episodes we've done, if these are episodes, where it's literally me like, yeah, Shanahan's pretty good, but there's this. It's Shanahan. Yeah, well, it's year 7. He doesn't know who his quarterback is.
Yeah, well, that is a problem.
You've been leading the drum.
No. That doesn't mean I said fire him.
I never did that come out of my mouth.
That's what Matt was saying to hate. But I've been critical of Shanahan, and you guys told me, well, I get it, and he didn't call a timeout in the Super Bowl. I get it. Mahomes is on the sideline, blah, blah, blah. And then you throw a hissy fit with 20 seconds left in Las Vegas. I see what you're saying. Now it's Super Bowl 54. Yeah. It's like, welcome to 2019, Shasky. It's already 2024. He has his flaws. The clock management has been an issue forever. I don't even get outraged over it no more, because I'm just like, this is just who he is. It happened. Remember the Atlanta game? They had just beat Carolina. They had like 7 defensive players out.
You don't get outraged anymore.
The Atlanta game.
February, you were outraged.
No, I don't get outraged about clocks anymore. You're the one who went through. You went crazy because it was 21 seconds. I said, well, that's what happened to Super Bowl 54. You guys told me I was a psychopath. Whatever. I'm chilling. The Atlanta game, when they went down the field, down 2 scores, and they were just taking their time. It's like, where's the urgency? This is just who he is. So there's a lot of positives when it comes to Shanahan, but he's got some glaring flaws.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying, hey, go fire. Andy Reid had clock management issues.
Nobody said fire him. This is called analyzing an individual. This is what we do. We pick apart the carcass. That's what we do.
But don't put me in that box.
I've never
heard you talk about hot seat and some of the stuff. Like, you understand that if you fire Shanahan, he'll get a job 6 hours later.
If we were to just break down who has defended Shanahan throughout our relationship more, it would probably be me. I don't know by how much, but it would probably be me. You have to explain to me that Shanahan doesn't need to be fired. I have been backing Shanahan pretty. The biggest argument I would make is he got Jimmy Garoppolo to a damn Super Bowl, for crying out loud. That should be at the forefront of all conversations. First sentence, he got Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy was really good at 2019. Come on, man. Okay. He was good in
2019. I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
Yeah, in 2021, when his confidence was shook because he's like, damn, Shanahan don't even like me no more. He won't even let me throw the ball. 2019 was fine. He went up to Seattle for the first time since Alex Smith. Remember that? 18-22, 285, Sunday Night Football to go win the home field advantage in the AFC West. Like, wow, Jimmy can do nothing. He looked great in all whites. The Super Bowl. And Shanahan and the quarterbacks. And this is why it's important for Brock Purdy this year. You can laugh all you want to. We ain't going to be like, BPA's talking about 9-8 and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. We don't know if Brock Purdy's going to get paid or yet. And I'm not going down that road right now. I'm not going to do it. But when Shanahan was sat there with Tim Kawakami the day before training camp and said, well, you know, can you pull up the cut? I want to pull up the cut. I just want people to listen to it. My biggest knock is I don't think Shanahan, the Tim Kawakami cut with Shanahan, where he's talking about the quarterback, a $60 million quarterback or a $50 million quarterback or a $1 million quarterback. Things change. How do you want to build your team? And I'm like, oh, he's putting it out. Just in case things go awry. You said it. I said it. We all said it. We know how Shanahan operates.
You gave him the Farhan opt-out?
Come on, man. We know how Shanahan rolls. And that's been my biggest beef with Shanahan. If you don't like this guy, then go get your guy. Well, Brady was there and wanted to come, and you didn't want him. Kirk Cousins, you want him? No. You don't want to trade for him? Stafford, you want him? No, no. What? Trey Lance, what? I don't know. That's been my biggest beef. But Shanahan's a damn good coach. He's a good coach.
I think everyone agrees that he's a good coach.
I don't know if everyone agrees with that.
I don't think anyone who says he's a terrible coach doesn't know what they're talking about. Now, does he have certain quote-unquote fatal flaws that are prohibiting him from reaching higher heights? Well, that's a different conversation, right? Like, there's levels to the conversation. If you say Shanahan's a bad coach, well, then you're just being, you're being unreasonable, right? This is an adult table. Let's talk sports like adults, right? And you can go sit at the kiddie table and talk kiddie table stuff. Uh-huh. If you think Shanahan is a poor coach. Now, is he great in clock management situations in high leverage playoff games? That's a very nuanced conversation, right? So to anyone who just says, hey, Shanahan sucks, It's like, all right, no, well, it's that's not that. Ridiculous.
It's Shanahan overrated, and I think that's ridiculous.
Well, overrated, what, is, what season, do you mean by overrated?
I don't know what these people mean. I don't say overrated, what the rating is. I don't know why people say that. I don't listen to people say that. You just brought up the kiddie table and the big boy table. I've never been at the kiddie table, all right?
I didn't say that.
I've been to this, so I don't know what overrated means. I don't know when people say, Bonte, he's overrated. I don't pay him no mind.
So what is his rating? If you had to rate Shanahan.
He's a top three coach in this league. Okay. That's what his rating is. Yeah. That's what his rating is. He's a damn good coach who's been able to keep this team together for many, many years. 54-29. It's not lost on me what George Kittle says. He's real. He tells players like it is. Sometimes he's too real probably. But Shanahan's a good guy. Good guy. But you got the Kawakami Cup? Spinotti's working on it.
Is this the one about the quarterback market getting crazy with the prices and stuff like that? Is that what you wanted? Which one specifically?
Maybe it's not what I threw you a curveball. We'll preview it during the break. But Matt Lively says something else that something we're going to monitor for a long, long time this season. Coming off of that Super Bowl where they couldn't beat press man. They couldn't beat man coverage. And Matt Lively just said, the Niners, one of the worst teams when it comes to gaining separation on their routes. That's why they drafted Ricky Pearsall, because Pearsall apparently is a guy who knows how to beat man coverage. It wins his one-on-ones. Hopefully he's getting right, because we may need him. But the Niners,